This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, September 21st. Well, the market has a fairly good tone to it this morning, and I think we all just want to know what the Fed's plan is. And hopefully that will be clarified with the FOMC statement at 2 p.m. Eastern today. And then hopefully when Jerome Powell does his press conference, he will not open mouth and insert foot. Jerome Powell does not want to disrupt the world, okay? But he has already destroyed the housing market, okay? I know housing starts actually had an uptick recently, which is interesting. But, you know, he's just trying to engineer a soft economic landing, and it's really, really hard to do that, okay? But he has to give some sort of guidance when the Fed will be done, okay? And then they're going to hold rates extra high, extra long, okay? Into next year to, you know, squelch inflation. And the biggest problem with inflation right now is shelter costs, you know, rent, housing costs, etc. They were 0.7% in August. They were 0.5% in July. They're rising, okay? And so, you know, you can, you know, try to get crude oil prices under control and things like that. But there's other elements of inflation out there. Plus, there's a lot of labor inflation. You know, we have a tight job market. We have unions renegotiating deals with lucrative increases. Lots of interesting things are happening, okay? So hopefully Fed Chairman Jerome Powell will not screw up today, okay? And he'll provide very good guidance. Now, again, I would like him to raise rates 100 basis points. The market's expecting 75. I don't think 100 basis points will derail the market, as long as he hints that he's near the end, okay? Okay, and that's the main thing. Okay, so a couple other things are interesting things are going on. Some of our shipping stocks were very firm yesterday. So shipping rates still remain elevated despite the fact that the rates have peaked, okay? You know, obviously getting goods in, around the world is still problematic, and that's one of the things Ford warned on. It appears that the big increase in Ford's costs is almost all due to lithium ion batteries. And the Wall Street Journal has a great article today that lithium prices are approximately $71,200 a metric ton. Okay, they were under $10,000 a metric ton back in at the end of 2020. Okay, so you have a dramatic increase in the price of lithium. The Wall Street Journal article also noted that California has a new tax on lithium production that is impeding some of the new mines opening up. And I find that very interesting, okay, because here's the most pro-EV state impeding EV production. It's interesting times, folks. So I think I probably should give you a broad overview of what's really going on in the EV world. First of all, they're luxury vehicles, period. The batteries are too expensive, okay? Second, the leader right now, in my opinion, is Panasonic. Okay, obviously Panasonic makes batteries for Tesla, for Lucid, and but the real big breakthrough is they're making the first solid state batteries for Toyota. Okay, now Toyota has been mocked, okay, for you know, not jumping in feet first in the EV revolution. Okay, now they obviously have an EV coming out, and it's very hard to get, like all EVs, but what Toyota is going to be doing, they're going to be testing solid-state batteries in their hybrids. And that's very important because when the batteries fail or decay, at least you got an engine to drive your vehicle, okay? And the issue with solid-state batteries right now is they can cycle about 800 times. Lithium-ion can cycle about 2,000 times, okay? So solid-state may be pack more energy density, but the question, will it have the longevity, okay? So Toyota really wants to test these solid-state batteries in their hybrids. And they just can't go 100% EV with those solid-state batteries. But That is the big breakthrough out there at this time. Now, there's other companies in the pipeline trying to perfect solid-state batteries, and we'll see if and when they're ever available. But in the meantime, all these batteries, it doesn't matter whether they're iron phosphate or lithium ion or solid state, they all use lithium. And you can see the price of lithium has skyrocketed, okay? Obviously, a lot of these rare earth minerals we get from China, including cobalt, how it's processed. Cobalt is another big problem out there. It's hard to get. It comes from the Congo. And it's mined by children crawling in holes. I know there's some strip mining operations in the Congo, but it's basically mined by children crawling 100-foot holes, and it's very dangerous work. Okay, so we'll see how if the world can produce enough raw material for this big push that's coming on. But I think you just should be prepared that if EVs are going to be luxury vehicles. I don't see any way they can keep the prices down, okay? And of course, I think you've heard me mention many times, I have an EV that died, okay? And it's been dead for over 6 weeks, and they dropped the battery pack, and replaced the circuit board, replaced some battery cells, and they found out we have more bad battery cells. So for that EV to die at 23,000 miles after 3 years is not a good thing. So I'm lucky it's under warranty, but basically my EV is behaving like a bad cell phone, an old cell phone. So that's unfortunate. So I'm not trying to throw cold water in the EV revolution. Obviously, it's going to be pushed. It's being pushed in China. It's being pushed in Europe. Obviously, it's being pushed here in America. That was part of the bill that Congress passed. But, of course, Congress doesn't care about all these details, okay? So, I do think that if and when we ever do get decent battery supplies, I do think Ford is going to be well-positioned because they have great products, okay, that are very popular. I really do expect Ford to be a huge hit, especially with the F-150 Lightning. I do expect Volkswagen Group will continue to capture market share. Volkswagen is spinning off Porsche later this month. There's going to be some details announced soon for those of you that own Volkswagen Group, because we recommended how many Porsche shares you're going to get. I want you to hold your Porsche shares. Obviously, the people that took Ferrari public are taking Porsche public. But, Porsche will probably be priced as also as an EV company. Tesla trades about 52 times next year's estimated earnings. So it'll be interesting what kind of multiple Porsche gets. Okay. But otherwise, that's my main comment about that. And I will update you on a podcast tomorrow in the aftermath of the FOMC statement today. And give you my take on it. But hopefully the market will have some certainty, okay? It will rally that we see the light at the end of the tunnel of the Fed rate increases. This is quarter and window dressing, and then we're going to enter the October with another strong earnings announcement season for our stocks, okay? And the stocks that are being most impeded are multinationals being hurt by a strong dollar. So the more domestic you are, the more you're tied to energy production, like crude oil, natural gas, obviously all the midstream companies, the food stocks, the fertilizer stocks, and the shipping stocks, and some of the semiconductor production companies. That is the oasis out there that we see. And those stocks will be announcing very strong earnings, okay? The market won't, and we'll see if this silver lining critical path emerges that we can all follow. One last comment I have is, when the market does scare folks, the media loves to cite all the bears out there. They just pull them out. Noriel Roubini would be another one. Jeffrey, I can always mispronounce his name, but he's a bond king. Jeffrey's a bond guy, and he's on the head of Market Watch today saying, bonds are better than stocks and all that stuff. Well, he just says that because he's a Bond guy. he's got a little conflict, okay? And, of course, you know, if you had been in bonds and rates are going up, guess what? You're losing money. So, so the world runs on Google Analytics. And Google Analytics is how the media gets hits, okay? And so how you get hits is with scandalous, sensationalist headlines. And the media has done a very good job of trying to scare everybody. And but, you know, fortune earnings come out four times a year and then reality sets in. So please don't let the media scare you too much because they do not have your best interests in heart. All they want to do is get hits on Google Analytics so they can monetize their business. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. Hang in there, folks. Let's hope Fed Chairman Jerome Powell does the right thing. It provides very clear guidance and has a couple dovish statements in there, like the Fed is at or near parity or neutral. Another dovish comment would be that they'll be data dependent moving forward. Those are what we want to hear, and I think the market will celebrate the lack of uncertainty that we'll have later today. So that's it. I'll keep up with these podcasts during fast market conditions. Of course, I'll have a podcast for you tomorrow morning to analyze the FOMC statement. Take care, everybody. Louis Navalier.